Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's a place you can go, it's funny all the time. Run by a guy, super nice, L-I-L, London Info Live.
You know what, you do it.
What?
You do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's been a while. Oh, but yes, welcome to London Improv Live, the Lil Show, every Friday, 6 p.m. at k2kradio.com. I'm Alex Sivright. I am hosting today, sort of, because Talal is... what?
Just do this bit.
I'll just do this bit. Okay, I'm hosting. Have I got a monologue for you? Well, it's been a month. It's been a month since I've been here, and it's been a while. I can kind of... shell-shocked by the whole thing, and I'm back here, and the studio's changed. Like, you know, big ball's been knocked out, and it's just weird. It just doesn't feel right, people. It does not feel right at all. But I'm going to soldier on. It's all good. It's all gravy. I've just finished doing a production of My Fair Lady, where I played one very small part in a three-hour show, and I'm absolutely knackered still because I was bored. Also, I used up all my data on my phone because I was bored. So, you know, that theatre company owes me for that. You still want me to go on, Talal, or are you alright?
Oh, okay, this is a bit...
Really,
that was... I actually came...
Oh, you wanted me to introduce you. Joining me today is my co-host, Talal Karkuti.
Hi. I came and saw
you... Can you spell that for me?
I came and saw you in...
Oh, did you?
My Fair Lady.
You did see me in My Fair Lady.
And I was amazed. I'd never seen you do acting before.
I know. What did you think?
It was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it was a really nice production and you fitted very perfectly into it. As
I'm quite compact.
Voltron Uzbekistov.
Zoltan Karpathy.
Oh, right.
I am Voltron Uzbekistov, did you say?
Uzbekistov.
No, it wasn't that.
No.
The Hungarian. That damned Hungarian.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And I realized that I have something quite special here on the show, and I wanted to just see you do a bit of the show.
Oh, thanks, man.
And also, I wanted to see what the intro was like from this perspective.
Yeah.
It is quite boring.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. You can have your chair back. Oh. Oh, yes, better.
You want to introduce your guest?
Give me the chair back.
Let
me
introduce the guest.
Oh, fine. Let's introduce our guests.
Oh, you have to find the playlist.
Oh, sorry.
It's your job.
What is this website? Oh, forget that. Joining us today is the Parentheticals!
Woo!
Yeah!
Yes!
Thank you!
How about that? So now, you continue. That didn't get a very good reaction.
They're back again.
Back again.
I think six,
we cannot
six
get
time.
Rid of them. But these guys have been on before. It's not like they had, like, you know, every time the Parentheticals was on before, it was always different people.
It is always different people.
I was introducing the Parentheticals. It wasn't even them.
Oh, well, it's three of them.
I know, but it was some random guys.
Oh, like another time.
Some random guys that came in. I just thought it was part of the furniture.
No, that was... No, idiot.
What?
That was Noise Next Door.
Oh.
And you just introduced them as Parentheticals and they walked straight out.
They did.
And they didn't do the episode.
Yeah, that show will never
That was
appear.
Like the best improv team we could have hoped for on this show.
Yeah, never happened.
And you fuck.
I nearly did.
I'm in awe of you. I love you. You're amazing. You're great. Alex. The Parentheticals. Hello, guys. We've got Kate, Nat, and Sean here from The Parentheticals.
Yeah.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having us.
So you haven't been on for ages.
It's been years.
This is my theory. Okay, they saw how many times Lou Spree were coming on the show.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden I get a, hey, Talal, we've not been on the show for a while. And I'm like, yeah. I'm waiting for you guys to tell me when your Fridays are free, and I never hear back. They're free. We'll do it in July. And so here we are.
Yep. They're on every single week in July.
Yeah, we've got the whole... It's parenthetical month here at the Lil Show.
Yeah, that's right.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what have we missed, guys? What's happened with you guys? How have you evolved? Okay, this is what I remember about parentheticals.
Yep. What?
I just misspoke.
I know. What do you remember about
them? I remember there was 14 of them.
There was.
Yeah, very funny.
Yes.
Young.
Yes. Annoyingly young.
Attacking
the... Not the ones you have today.
Attacking the improv scene from an original angle.
They were, yes.
And kind of just being a bit of a Mongol horde about it and just taking over by just being a huge mass.
Like the Soul Solid crew.
Yeah.
Really was.
Yeah, they just took over. And it's like, how do they take over? Because look how many of them there are. They have no choice but to take over.
Yeah.
Then we went to some of your shows. I guested in a couple of... guested on one of
another,
your shows.
Another person to it.
And you were doing like just a mishmash of like basically like with Harold format is what you were up
to. Yeah,
we're
doing the Armando that was our first format.
That was it.
Until the one fateful day that we all looked at each other and went, do we actually like doing this format?
Nope.
And it just took ages because we were like, no, this is what we do. This is who we are. Mm-hmm. And then finally we were like, guys, we can do other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we have since branched out from there.
Yeah.
But we have also contracted as a group. There are a few less of us now. Yeah, still.
Streamlined.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
I wouldn't say streamlined.
It's kind of like
the Oregon Trail where people just died along the way, to be honest.
That does
and we have the ones that arrived.
Yeah, and unfortunately, like, the people that we've lost have been, like, specifically of the female gender.
That's
also true, yes.
So
men rule now.
We did have a...
It's like The Handmaid's Tale. It's getting really bad. Please help us.
I've not seen that show.
Neither have I.
Is it like Downton Abbey?
I really hope it's not like Handmaid's Tale.
But sexier. Which, if anyone has seen The Handmaid's Tale, they would know it's not sexy at all.
No.
At all.
I'm not going to watch it now.
Oh, is it about the invention of the hand job?
No, it's definitely not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You haven't seen it, though, you said?
I've seen the movie.
Oh, okay. I'm sad to hear you've lost some members.
Yeah.
But does that mean that we've now had all the members of the Parentheticals on the show?
I think so. Possibly. I think so.
Yes,
I think so.
We've had the French one. We've had the other French one.
Yeah.
We've had the tall one.
Have you had Brendan?
We've had the little one.
Yeah. Yes, you have.
Scottish one.
Scottish one.
We've had the Scottish one.
Yeah. We've had everyone. The Irish one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we have the two girls?
The Canadian one and the American one.
Yay!
It's quite a diverse group.
It is really diverse group. You don't need any more.
We're definitely missing someone.
Like, I definitely completely left somebody out of that list.
Sorry, whichever one of you we forgot.
I think we love you and you're our favorite person.
The smart one.
The favorite one.
The favorite one.
Which one's the smart one?
if you were.
Oh, it's Gilad.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Welcome back, guys. Let's get into some improv, shall we? We've touched on gender issues there. We'll actually get into that later on with daddy issues. It's all about gender issues.
Is your dad confused again?
Yes, he might be. We've got news-ish coming up and plenty more that I won't give away just yet. Let's start off, though, with a warm-up.
Mm.
Oh, you do this bit.
Let's start up with a warm-up. Going to do a blues.
Woo!
Oh, as a warm-up?
Yeah, as a warm-up. Yes, all nice.
Let's get it out
of
the way.
What's been getting you down, guys? What's been really ticking you off this week?
Guys, I want to rant here because I've had such a bad week. I came back from vacation.
Oh, no! I'm so sorry.
It turns out that real life is not living on a beach with your parents.
Yeah.
Someone stop the presses.
Okay. A, my tan is fading. B, no one's cooking me every meal.
Mm-hmm.
And C, I can't drink all day and not have any consequences.
You can.
You can drink
just
all day.
Gotta be high functioning.
Yeah.
You have to reach a point where the consequences become the norm and then there aren't any consequences.
And then you just drink through the consequences?
I mean,
guys, please, everyone shut up and listen. I can actually teach you something here.
All right, it's not a meeting. Come on.
You create the consequences become your normal level, your normal life. And then they're just not consequences anymore. It's just life. And you drink because that's part of what you do. Do carry on.
Cheers to that. Yeah. I don't actually drink alcohol at all. So I'm like the polar opposite of Talal.
Mother Teresa.
I'm not Mother Teresa.
Saint Mary.
It's more like it. Because Mother Teresa drank.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, technically she would have.
I learned something.
Yeah.
She drank the jizz out of condoms and then spat it into the vaginas just to make sure no sperm was wasted.
So, guys, what else is...
My family is listening.
Where are we?
Holidays. Holiday blues.
I've spoken about Mother Teresa before. Don't get me started on her. She's one of the most evil people. Do carry on.
Yeah,
she's terrible. Do carry on. You do this bit. You do this
glad
bit.
Glad she's dead.
That's my one. So.
Yeah, so your holiday blues.
Really difficult things going on for
We can all relate to that, I guess.
Yeah, same when I came back from Glastonbury. Yeah. I realised real life wasn't on a cloud full of naked hippies.
Yeah. Mm. I came back from Florida, same thing, although Florida was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't enjoy it that much. So, but yeah, it was still better than real life. Yeah.
So what happens now, Alex?
We do a blues about the holiday, coming back from holiday blues.
Okay.
The holiday blues.
Okay.
the blues from the holidays.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we'll go around this way.
I guess so. Starting with Talal.
And ending with you.
For some reason.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Well, I can't play an instrument.
Oh, and I haven't got any instruments. No, but like last time, I've got a blues backing track here, and it's pretty damn good. Are we ready to sing the post-holiday blues?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Have I deeply offended everyone in this room already within the first 5 minutes?
No, I'm just terrified anticipating doing a blues thing.
Well, have fun, everyone. Here we go. Can we all hear it?
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty loud. I came back from Ibiza. And I emptied my bags into my cupboards.
Yeah! Kitchen cupboards.
Yeah, I put all my clothes into those kitchen cupboards.
His kitchen cupboards.
Yes. But the weirdest thing that I put away from my holiday was this pirate's sword called with a weird shaped scabbard. Yeah, I realize why I never do this first now. Yeah, take it away, Katie. Woo, Katie.
Well, I went on holiday with my mom and dad. Then I came back, and now I'm so sad.
So sad, so sad.
Just wanna live at the beach and work not at all. Want it to ever be fall. I mean the season, cause I love summer. Do you get it?
Hot. Yeah, I think I get it, baby.
Oh, it took you a while, no, but you got it.
I just got it. I just got it then.
That's how I do it.
Thanks for waiting.
I dream. Well, I drink all night. Tell me about it, Nat. Cause you stole my freaking story. I also went to see my folks. Was it in North America? Yup.
Affirmative.
But we weren't together. Kate, stop blowing a cover. We totally weren't together. We didn't go on holiday together. We're not a couple. And we definitely did not elope.
What they fed me. It was at the same time, 8 to 9, 1 till 2, 8 till 9 again in the evening. Oh, it was great. But suddenly I touched ground at Stansted Airport. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I come outside, I go through passport control, I go to Boots.
You
and I
stay,
get a Boots meal deal. Chicken and protein. Oh, it was so easy.
With a snack and a drink.
For $3.85.
Was it Ribena?
No. Back at work and I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
All my colleagues are saying, ooh, look at your tan.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's very nice.
You're peeling.
Well, it's fake. Like my fucking life.
It's life. It's life. It's life.
I gotta get me back on that jet, my man, and say goodbye to my wife.
See you later. I'm not touching that.
Yeah. Probably best not to, because she might listen to this later.
She's a very talented woman.
Yeah, the problem is I just hate her.
Like a dung beetle pushing a big ball of shit to the top of a hill. We did it, guys. We did it. We did it.
Yeah, we did. Well done. Oh, so much trouble if everybody gets that.
Yep, it's time for Newsish, the portion of the show where we read a story from the news and then we talk about that story from the news and then we do some improv scenes based on what we were talking about, inspired by that story from the news. Alex Silverite, what's in the news?
I love my wife. We
News at 10.
News at 10.
Bong bong.
I love my new wife who's okay. Sitting right next to me.
So this is the story.
I love your wife too.
Yes, we all love my wife.
I'm so lonely.
You alright? Okay. A baby goat was born with such terrifying demonic features, shocked locals called the police.
What?
Owner Gladys Ovido, probably, was left deeply surprised when she saw the face of the new arrival on her farm. The kid, which was sadly stillborn, was born with protruding eyes in Argentina. Gladys was not surprised the goat's arrival attracted so much attention. The picture of the goat was taken by Gladys's daughter-in-law, who posted it on social media, and it was widely shared. Now, there's the poor goat in question.
Oh, can we see?
Holy oh, my God.
I mean, that's a face. Oh. That is
no.
a face.
Oh. No.
It looks like a man
poor
with
goat.
It looks like a man with a mask on,
yeah.
With, like, a furry yeah. mask
it,
on.
A disgruntled...
I don't
quite
that.
A disgruntled... Oh. Quite a disgruntled.
I mean, go on, Nat. Tell us what you see there, Nat. Describe
what's
the picture for us, please.
I think it's a Canadian children's cartoon, but it's this really nonsensical. It's called Nanalan, and it's like this little like puppet, and she always does this thing where she like she's this little girl, but she doesn't like she's this puppet, and she does this thing where she kind of like puts her bottom lip up yeah. when she's oh, sad, yeah. and that's what this goat looks like. But about oh, it's your phone's gone.
That's okay.
Off.
It's all right.
I'm kind of seeing the I'm kind of seeing the rabbit mask thing from Donnie Darko a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was thinking about
like
that.
Like, if that melted in the hot sun.
Yeah. I was thinking kind of like Scarecrow from Batman Begins.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, you're all wrong. I'll tell you exactly what it looks like.
Go on.
Okay, you know...
Your baby photo.
No. Actually, I was an ugly baby. But let's Piccadilly Circus, Ripley's Believe It or Not, the rubber-faced man outside the front of it with his bottom lip over his nose. And
The little, like, old guy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
You just put fur all over his face and that's what it looked like.
What gets me is the fact that you had to call the police.
Yeah, they called the police.
That's what drew me to that story. Oh, my God, it's so ugly. I've got to call the police. I mean, that's not an emergency, is it?
It was already dead, right? Yeah. Stillborn. Still terrifying enough to call the police.
Imagine if it was walking around.
Bing bong.
Hello?
Hello, You've called us here. I'm police. I'm new on this.
You're police.
Constable Davis.
Yeah, thank God you're here. Look, mate. Have you seen this state of this?
What?
My wife's cooking. Look at it. Best to call again.
I heard that, hun. Who are you talking to?
The police, dear. Yeah, I said I'd call the police.
Why?
Because your cooking is disgusting.
Is that a lasagna?
I don't know. It's supposed to be. But I don't know why it's got a carrot in the middle of it.
You believe your wife put poison in your lasagna?
No, I just think she's bloody awful cook. I mean, you just dip your finger in that.
I'm not.
It's delicious. You're gonna love it.
I'm not supposed to touch private property unless
she's put chocolate
evidence.
In it. For God's sake,
Does he have a warrant?
Have you got a warrant?
I don't need a warrant. I was called here by you.
You don't need a warrant. He was called here by me.
Have you seen his badge or anything?
Hang on,
Constable Davis, Metropolitan Police. Right. All right, sir. So if I understand this correctly,
got a hat on.
He's a burglar. He's burglaring us.
He's not burglaring us.
He's burglaring
us. Miss, let's just be perfectly clear. I'm a police officer. I've been called here by your husband.
Okay, I'm going to come into the room now.
Yeah, come on.
Come have a look, darling. All right, look, there's nothing to be worried about here. I've got the hat.
Officer, do you want to come in? We're having a dinner party in a minute. Come in.
All right.
Come in.
Oh, you're having guests?
Yeah, we've got guests.
And you're worried your wife's put broken glass in the
food?
They're
filming the cameras. They're doing Come Down With Me at the minute. It's all a bit of a mess.
We are so excited. I am such a fan of this show.
Yeah, but she's terrible cook.
Oh, you've got a camera crew here.
Stop it. We joke. This is a thing we do.
Yeah, I shouldn't be talking, but yeah, I'm the camera crew.
Well, would you mind not filming me? I'm a police officer.
I'll point you down,
no, get him, because we want him to try it.
Oh, no, all right.
This is the most interesting thing that's happened on this episode.
Well, is this going to be a real telly?
No, I'm doing a close-up. Come on, close-up.
Hi, I'm...
Get his badge.
I'm police constable.
Okay, hang on, close-up on the badge. Close-up on the badge.
I'm
beautiful.
I've been in the
force. Get him trying the lasagna. Try the lasagna.
Oh, okay, all right, step back.
All right,
stick your finger in the lasagna.
Do I have to use my... Why do you all insist on me using my finger?
That's how you eat it. It's traditional.
Yeah, apparently it's traditional to eat this disgusting thing with a bloody finger. Which is stupid, but, you know, go on. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Good noises.
That's how you know it's good. It's moist.
Yeah.
Oh, he loves it.
This is not a lasagna.
I told you.
That kind of taste in the back of your throat, it's supposed to be there.
This is clearly an attempt at a shepherd's pie, which has gone completely awry.
Shepherd's pie.
Can I just get a couple of smiles from you so I can edit that in later so you enjoyed it, you know?
What are you giving me these cards with numbers on them for me?
Yeah, please. Can you just smile from a smile from 1 to 10? Can I get a 9, please?
Don't go too high.
Yeah,
because
that'd be...
That
would be disingenuous.
Can I just do the bit? All right, I never planned on coming here, but I tried the lasagna, which I don't think was a lasagna, and...
No, we've established it was shepherd's pie.
It was shepherd's pie, but I think she did a good job of entertaining the crowd.
No, she did not do a good job of... Sorry.
Can I do the bit?
I'm sorry.
All right,
sir,
you're under arrest for obstruction of justice.
Can I do my bit? Because I wanted to just say... Because I thought the most exciting thing was when we were burgled. That man came and burgled us, and it was so exciting. That's how you throw a good birthday... I mean, a good dinner party, is you get the burglar in.
We weren't burgled.
We cut to that night. Cut to that night they're talking about.
Where's the TV gone?
Hello, repo men here.
Oh, for God's sake.
Hello, guys. Yeah, you've not paid your bills in 16 months. And it's my last day on the job. I'm about to get into police training. But I'm here to take your television, your sofa, and your children.
Hello, cameraman here as well. This is come repo with me. Yes.
Mommy, can I just get a close up? Oh, honey, I think we're getting burgled.
I'm your new administrator.
This is official burglary.
What's your name?
My name is Cameron.
Well, Cameron, from now on, you're called item 1392.
Ooh, 9 is my favourite number.
Oh, you like 9, do you?
Uh-huh.
Well, you'll be in a box for the next 6 months. Oh, that's about 9 feet by 9 feet by 9 feet.
Man,
that's low.
Really low. Oh, what a shame, sweetheart. This is, oh, we are just absolutely just, look. I am beklempst.
This is all your fault for wanting to open that bloody restaurant.
And now we can't do that restaurant. My name is Gordon Ramsay, and this is a lovely Italian restaurant in the suburbs of Islington.
Gordon, it's good, great to meet you.
Oh, hello. I'm just doing the intro link.
Sorry, I'll just stand to one side.
All right. So they've called me for help, yes, because they're having trouble serving lasagnas. The customers think their lasagnas taste like shit, and I'm here to...
These lasagnas taste like shit. I want another one.
Yeah. Can I have, like, a spoon or something?
Yeah.
I don't want to eat it with my finger.
Use your finger to shut up.
You've got to eat it with your fingers. That's what I... Gordon, back me up here.
I've never eaten food with my fingers, except for when I was travelling with the nomadic tribes of the outer Gulf region.
Well, that's what we're going for. That kind of feeling. I mean, that's what we've
Is that
got.
Right?
That's what we've got all those posters on the wall of the Gulf of that.
Moussaka? More like Moussaka my nuts! Yes?
You called?
Yes, Moussaka my nuts.
Hello.
Hello, your next mission.
Yes.
There is a secret lair in the Alaskan Hebrides.
I know it.
Oh, you know it.
I do.
That's where Dr. Michael Lava Man presides.
Dr. Michael Lava Man.
Yes, and he's planning to take over the world. So your job, Mr. Moussaka my nuts, is to use your special talent.
Please don't laugh.
Sorry, I'm trying to film.
Look,
you know,
business.
My alter ego, the chef Gordon Ramsay, I'm trying to film a show right now. I wasn't expecting you to arrive. I'm a little bit trying to stay in character. Yes?
I'm sorry. It's okay.
Yes?
I will leave.
We okay. cut to the wedding of Mr. Moussaka my nuts.
Do you take Mr. Moussaka my nuts as your lawfully wedded husband, for better or for worse, until death? Do you part?
Darling, please don't laugh. Please. Please do this for me.
I cannot officiate this marriage if there is laughter. I need to hear the vows said.
Ophelia, it's your dad. Say it. You can take his name. It'll be fine.
And what is your first name again, my child? My sweet child of Jesus?
Ophelia.
Ophelia.
Right.
Come on, Ophelia, please. Just do this
Nickname
for me.
Nickname Feely.
Feely, that's me.
So,
I can't believe my parents arranged this marriage.
Excuse me, Vicar. Vicar. Vicar.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry.
We really must hurry these proceedings along. We have a Miss Kate and Nat outside waiting to get married, and they booked the 1 o'clock, and they really should have their appointment.
Oh, I'm so happy for them. That sounds like a beautiful wedding.
What are their last names?
Rug and Oswald. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Ophelia Nuts.
Feeling my nuts is crying.
Feeling nuts, you want to know what my name is? My cunt's on fire.
Are you married?
Yes.
Hey.
I'm married to Great Balls of.
Ugly goats.
Well,
she's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
Yippee doody day. Here we go. I'm still on the hype of that last sketch. I'm trying to hide it. It's Daddy Issues now is our next portion of the show. That's where Talal interviews my dad. His dad, sorry, not my dad. That'll be a very different conversation.
We need to do that one day.
We will, we will. I'll get an interview with my dad. Sorry, I'm crying from that last sketch. I love a good pun, me. So yeah, Talal, what is the what's the scoop? What's the
we never do that.
What's just the junk?
Describe the bit. What's going to happen now, and then we'll do the stuff that's going to happen.
We're going to hear an interview with your dad.
Yeah, and then.
And then we're going to talk about it.
And then
do a scene.
There you go. That was the three bits of information you had to provide there. Well, it wasn't that difficult.
Yeah, but I was trying. Wait. What?
All right. Well. Alex is absolutely right, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely right.
We're going to listen to an interview I did with my dad morning. All right, are we ready?
No.
Should we just do it?
Yes.
Go for it. So we hand you over now to...
Okay, so we hand you over now to... That's not going to work, though, is it? You should normally say, thanks me.
Well, just say... Oh, yeah. Right, okay. We're going to go over to me now, interviewing my dad. Here we go.
Thanks,
enjoy.
Thanks, me. I'm here with me and my dad, Mustafa Karkuti. Hey, Baba.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, man. Thanks for being here.
Okay.
In your home, in your chair.
Well, this is the place, normal place where I usually is.
Yeah, okay, you know how it works. I'm going to say a word. You're going to say the first thing that comes to your head, okay?
Go ahead.
All right. Tree.
Branches.
Pumpkins.
Cake.
Wife.
Love.
Wind.
Storm.
Traffic.
Cars.
What car do you drive?
Mercedes Benz.
What kind?
E220, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you like cars?
Yes.
You never really were into cars. You couldn't name three different types of cars, could you?
I do, yeah.
Go on, name three different types of cars.
Volvo, BMW.
Not makes of cars, types of cars.
Types, I see. No, I can't.
No, neither can I, really.
No.
You know, it's a very mass, it's a typical man thing, is like to like cars and football and what else? Things that we don't really typically fall into in this family.
Well, I mean, that's not me anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that, and why do you think you still deserve to call yourself a man if you don't like cars and football?
Because I love women.
Yeah, but there are women who love women.
Oh, yes, fair enough.
There are dogs that haven't been neutered who love women.
Fair enough. So I'm one of those human beings.
But, you know, don't you ever feel emasculated when, you know, there are guys who are talking about which football player just got transferred and which team is the better than, and then, oh, did you see this car? It has this certain shape that helps it go 0.2 miles per hour faster.
No, that's boring as far as I'm concerned. But I just switch off.
But that makes you not a man, right?
Well, in the views of few, I don't give a shit.
Well, what I'm getting at is, what do you think it means to be a masculine male man? What's the definition of masculinity? You, a 72-year-old man with more experience than me, I want to take advice from you. In this modern age, in 2017, hashtag free the nipple, pro-feminism, world, what does it mean to be a man in your idea? Or are you feeling like we're losing touch with masculinity? I'm going to stop talking now.
Well, that's 73, first of all, not 72.
Sorry.
Then it's, for me, is knowledge, integrity, respectable, this kind of things, really. I mean, the other things doesn't mean. I mean, what you are talking about, really, it's culture, cultural things. I belong to a totally different culture. I am after knowledge, after enjoyment, music, cinema, theater, books, mm-hmm. a drama on television. These I find necessities in life.
But these are all endeavors that, you know, that women can also enjoy.
Yeah, of course.
So what's a masculine, what makes a man?
Well, I mean, all these things.
But that also makes a woman.
Yeah,
Is there such a thing as different responsibilities for men and women, do you think?
Well, of course there are different responsibilities, different duties, etc., etc.
Go on then.
Because of their physical things. I mean, certainly a man is different from a woman, so on and so forth. Of course, we all know that. But when it comes to...
No, we don't all know that. That's why I'm asking you. Stop breezing over the important bit. The responsibilities of men versus women. What defines a man, do you think?
It's exactly what defines a woman. I don't see differences in a way. I mean, why should there be differences between men and women? I mean, I don't really follow that logic, which is a lot of it around, of course, that there must be a difference between man and woman. Only in physical looks, yes, there are differences. But why should there? I mean, for example, take the latest argument or scandal, in my view, about salaries, for example.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, why a woman who is intellectually and mentally and when it comes to knowledge,
yeah,
as good as any other man and get half the salary the man
sometimes
gets.
Yeah, but the average is 70%, they're saying. But yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, latest issue, for example, the BBC, there was a revelation.
Yeah,
it's about
absurd, isn't it?
It is absurd.
Like, who the hell is Chris Evans?
For example, he gets £2.4 million a year.
He hasn't made me smile since he was on Big Breakfast. I haven't been interested in him.
Yeah, you're right. And I remember those days. It's
when he had some VIP, pep.
He's a guy who keeps repeating himself. And he's really totally empty. It's nothing a new contribution. But, you know, this is the industry.
But he has a willy.
Maybe not. I don't know.
And that's why cars and football are boring.
Cars, maybe, but not necessarily football. Oh, I love football.
I love to watch. I know you do.
I'll tell you what. I like to watch quarterfinal, semifinal, and final. But nothing before that.
Well, yeah, the World Cup and all that. But, All right, cool. Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
Viva la Revolution.
Yeah, which one?
Free the nipple.
Yeah.
Okay, see you later.
That was Talal's dad there, Mustafa Karkouti, being very PC. He's amazing. I was expecting him to go into, why can't a woman be more like a man? but yeah, that's very insightful. What do you guys think?
I had a single tear. I gotta say, I did see
some tears over there.
Especially for like a 73-year-old.
You say nice. Just because the women are on the couch that like we're more emotional. We're not. That was amazing. If you could have seen. We were kind of just during the interview, we were just kind of like very wide eyed and like mouthing like, oh my God, at each other. I was
so pleased with that. I was really trying my best for the first half of that interview to make to find the sexist in him. I was trying to dig up the old 70s sexist in him, and it didn't come out. It really didn't. Yeah. And well done to him. That was wonderful. Yeah. What a surprise.
There's a bit of a change in the term, I think. I think the football and casting is more of a lad thing now.
Yeah.
Right? The man thing, like, men can, like, they can do whatever the hell they want. But now the lads, they're into their football and the curse. So that's kind of splintered off, that term.
It's a lad thing, yeah. It's but it used thing. To define a man, like, you smoke, you drink, you watch football, you have...
Die early. Cool.
Yeah. Die young. And...
But I don't like the whole sort of arc and name this football team and all that do that makes the cars and stuff like that. I don't. And I'm a geek. I'm a proper geek. I can name things that they wouldn't know about, but I can't name anything from football. But to them, I'm a lesser person.
Absolutely.
But you to it. What's the difference to like someone going to cosplay in a Star Trek uniform?
Yeah.
Right. To them, going in their football kit to a football match, knowing everything about the football,
or to a rival football team's pub.
Yeah, bunch of
we were at Talk Radio yesterday, and they share an office with Talk Sport, and Talk Sport I loathe and I can't stand it, but they own Talk Radio, so I guess I like that part of them.
Yeah.
But they have this big thing on their wall. They had this big thing. I don't know if you saw it because it was towards the smoking area, Alex.
Yeah,
but there was this big banner. Produced by Talk Sport, and it was a week in the life of a football fan, and it was trying to advise, you know, the producers and the presenters on how to address football fans and what appeals to them, what doesn't, and it had things like how their mood changes through the week, and the weekend the football fan is either miserable or really happy, depending on if their team won or lost. That affects how they react to media. And it was saying, so be very careful. What you think isn't polarizing at all. To someone whose team just lost, they might completely hate this piece. Or someone whose team just won, they might... And
that
I'm just sitting there going,
it's
affecting your whole life. Like, okay, for us nerds, if the new Spider-Man was amazing. I loved that movie.
Yeah.
I really loved it.
Hear, hear.
But it didn't... I'm not... dressing up like him, I'm not gonna go and throw glasses at people coming out of the Wonder Woman movie,
exactly,
because it's a DC rather than a Marvel. I'm not.
I've never quite got the whole.
But if Rick and Morty got cancelled, if Rick and Morty got cancelled, I might cause violent violent things.
The worst one to get to me is when a football fan will say, "Oh yeah, we beat them the other day."
We
right, is that, yeah.
We. No, you did not. Why are you saying we? Is it the royal we?
Your belly is bigger than 6 footballs. I really don't think you beat anyone.
No.
All right, guys, scene. Let's see something on that, please.
Sir?
Yes.
I'm just having a look over your CV here.
Mm-hmm.
To be perfectly honest with you, I'm not entirely sure why you have applied for the new host of Top Gear. It does say quite clearly here that you have zero interest in cars or, and I quote, manly things like that.
Yes, that is true. I don't really care much about cars. But Top Gear is not about cars, is it? It's about presenting. And I can present. I'm classically trained. I can present. I may not know much about cars or manly things, but I have a voice. That's what
your passion is incredible.
That was
very convincing.
Thank you.
What are you classically trained in, sir? If you don't mind my asking.
I'm classically trained in live action role playing.
Do you know what that is? I don't know.
I have played orcs.
Again?
I have played elves.
Is that some sort of motorcycle
men.
Or?
Yes. Yes, you could say that. It's a kind of motorcycle. It's a motorcycle. It's quite rough and heavy.
You are incredible.
I am captivated.
Yeah. Just the fact that you're making eye contact with me while we're talking and not looking directly at my chest I'm startled actually.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what your skills and armor level is.
Again, I'm baffled, but just so impressed.
We cut to the first episode of the new series of Top Gear, and the new host is there, and he's sitting on a round table, and there's like a bunch of celebrities sitting around the table with him, and there's some Dungeons and Dragons dice and a big map and like little cars each character has a little car playing piece, and he's manning the first episode, and here we go. And action, Steve! I'm sorry. I shouldn't say anything after action.
I'm actioning.
Okay,
I'm actioning.
Action.
Could you please could you please let me action?
Okay, action.
So, okay, Denise Richards.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to. I'm gonna need to roll for initiative. I mean, you've got your Peugeot right there. Your Peugeot 306. It's great.
Got it right here.
and then I'm going to need you to roll the dice just to see if you can get the car started.
Okay, that's great. And when do I take my top off? Or is that... I'm sorry.
If it's required.
You take the top off when the top of the car comes down.
Great. Well, I mean...
You could use a sunroof.
Okay, I can totally do that.
Is it in my contract?
Let me just check with my agent. Great.
And what car is me, Alan Rickman, driving?
A green one.
Oh.
A green one. It has 5 armor. Oh. It has 7 speed. And you don't have the keys for it.
Oh.
You need to quest. I'm afraid you need to go to the end of the corridor and quest for the keys.
My mission is clear. I shall go find the keys. Scamper.
So yeah, big boy, I'm the red one, yeah? That's who I am, yeah?
The red one?
The fucking red one!
You want to be the big red one?
Oh, what's that? Come on! I roll a 6!
Oh no.
A fucking 6!
Out of 20.
You fucking ass!
You fail and trip on your way to the car.
Well, I've done worse. In places like this, fucking ass, yeah? Jeez.
Guys, it's me, Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, you're an expert.
Y'all know this is my game. Get ready to ride, bitches.
Could you please roll?
I cast a spell of stillness on Vin Diesel.
Oh, what the shit.
I want my car to be faster than Vin's.
I gotta make some calculations, hang on.
Oh no, this mother bleep bleep.
Okay, the spell is cast. You have enough mana. And also, find the
keys. How much mana does Alan Rickman's wand get? I heard it's great for mana mileage, and I just wanted to check.
Are you going to finish that?
I just wanted to check the mana mileage.
The mana mileage?
On Alan Rickman's
on
wand.
On my wand.
On the wand, yes.
The mana mileage is, let me just calculate to elves. 15.
Oh, 15. That's not quite enough.
No, it's
maybe
not.
Maybe with the help of Gordon Ramsay, if we could combine our vehicles together, Mr. Ramsay, maybe we could be the strongest car.
Oh, yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Yeah. You'd like that. No, I'm not going to go there. Not doing that.
What?
No.
I'm
off.
What?
This is shit.
Gordon.
It's shit.
Gordon.
Please, can you?
Gordon.
No. No. This is rubbish.
Down. No, I'm running the show.
Don't leave me. I've had a rough couple of years, as you guys know.
You've had enough time with cars. I never get to drive cars in my movies. I'm always a German.
Well, at least me,
character.
Matthew Broderick, is still here, and I can help out. Let me roll a dice.
Please roll.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, it's a natural 20.
A natural 20.
A natural
20. Well, what can I do with that?
Oh my God, let me check the rules for a second.
Please do.
You actually get 3 cars.
Why
three
am
cars
I still
that,
here?
You could drive at the same time.
Why am I here? I'm going home.
We cut to the next meeting with the producers and the host for the renewal of the
so
series.
So I think this is working quite well.
Again, I am baffled. I absolutely have no idea what's going on. But
perfect.
I just feel like I love it. What do you think?
I completely agree.
Guys, the ratings are in. It's not good, I'm afraid.
Oh.
People just miss Clarkson. And
it's the celebrities. It's the celebrities that are the problem.
Bad choices.
And not only that, not just the ratings of this show, but this because of how influential Top Gear is, the actual sales of cars have started going down.
Yep.
And people are getting less and less into cars because of their association with nerds and nerd culture. And the lads are like out, like they're depressed about this. They need something else to be passionate about. They've got football, but they don't have cars anymore. What is there going to be their new transport obsession? And we cut to a bunch of lads in a pub.
So
fucking shit.
I know, isn't it? Shit. You know what? What about
Roland?
What about segways?
Segways.
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 Oh, guys.
I mean, I tried that, mate. Look, I ditched
the
my
guy,
car.
The guy invented it. He drove off a cliff and died.
Exactly, mate. Yeah.
That's fucking lad as hell.
But look.
That is pretty cool.
That is cool.
I like it.
Look, it's risky. Look, we won't wear helmets.
I'm rocking my new pogo stick. I'm not going Segway.
Oh,
pogo?
Badass,
I'm not going
man.
Segway. No, I'm away from wheels. Yeah. What, you had
guys,
a brainstorm or
yeah,
you take
I just
a breath
had
or
it.
You got an asthma attack coming on?
Look, let's get the nerds where it hurts them the most.
When the balls.
Look, Davis.
Scalloping?
In the balls.
No.
Yeah, collector's edition figurines.
No.
What?
Horses.
Horses.
What do them elves travel around on?
Horses.
What do orcs travel around on?
Horses.
What do human men travel around on?
Basses.
No, in them medieval fantasy thingies.
Horses.
Carts. So if we start making horses the new cars and make them cool again, then them nerds will want their horses back and we can have our cars back eventually.
Oh, I'll tell you what, yeah. My cousin's a bit of a horse girl. She's got stables down the road.
Oh, let's get in that.
Yeah.
Okay, they get there, they start putting stripes on the horses and like little wings, tails on, like what they call the things on the back of the cars.
Spoilers,
yeah, on the back of the horses.
Don't tell us.
Rims.
And then we cut to Jeremy Clarkson's got a new job. It's called Top Hoof. Top Hoof.
Hello and welcome to Top Hoof. This is a new horse. Look at its cock.
Well, I'm Matt LeBlanc. That's very, very cool.
It also comes in black.
Do you know what else is black? My hair used to be black when I was on Friends. And it's grey now. It's not an indication of my career going downhill or anything like that. I don't want
we
you guys
still
to...
love you, Joey!
Oh, thank you! Yeah!
Shut up,
yeah.
Hammond!
How you doing? Right?
I'm Richard Hammond, and I've got this new horse, Jeremy, and I reckon I could ride this horse to Timbuktu before you could ride a plane there.
You ride it really quickly down there.
Yeah, and it gets on the horse and
he falls off.
Yeah, he just falls off to the sewers.
Well, I think my horse is the fastest horse.
Captain Slow. Uh-oh. Here he goes.
I think it is.
James May, you can ride a horse if it came up from underneath you and you sat on it. Jeremy,
That's how one mounts horses.
I'm not as good at this as you are, Jeremy.
You couldn't drive a horse if it was your mum.
Oh, look, yeah, there we go.
Could
my
you
horse.
Be riding any more horses? Oh, that's Chandler, but it's fine.
You're just every Friends character in one.
Do something Phoebe did! Do something Phoebe did!
Smelly cat, smelly cat.
Smelly horse.
Maybe smelly horse.
Probably feeding it horse meat. Like the French.
We hate French people, don't we, Jeremy?
And Arabs.
And Chinese.
And English.
We cut back to the production offices. Again, I am just baffled, but I love it, and it's working. Thing.
The ratings have come in.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, it's not good. It's not playing well with the geeks.
And they all wonder what to do. What should we do, Mr. Executive?
Oh, no, sorry, it's the Greeks. Beg your pardon.
What should we do, Mr. Executive? And the camera pans across to the new executive of BBC.
Horses are horses, of course, but nobody...
Why can't a horse be more like a man? All right.
Why can't a horse be like a car?
It's enough of our my fair lady references. Sorry, Kate, it wasn't a Hamilton reference. It was a My Fair Lady reference.
I didn't get it. Do a rap.
There's a horsey in my life! We'll be right back after this. Going to take a quick break. Everyone doing okay? Parentheticals?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, go use the toilet. Now's your chance. We'll be back in a minute. This is Queen with Mustafa. Enjoy.
Mustafa Ibrahim.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring.
At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is it?
Love's tales of teenage torment today.
Yep, it's time for Teenage Wankster. It's a portion of the show where you do it.
Well, yeah, I'll do it. It's the portion of the show where I read a bit of Talal's lyrics from when he was growing up, before he came the man he is today. And hopefully we try and get a bit of an insight into how he is,
I never thought of that.
And I've been trying to piece it together while I've been reading them. And what was the last one I read? Is it one about eating?
Yeah, I need to set free the people inside me.
That's it, there's people inside him.
Oh.
And it's quite, you know, when you found out it was about eating, it was quite deep and meaningful. Before you knew it was about eating, you didn't know what the fuck it was about. So, Talal, what gifts of the... What you've been a scribe. What will you give us? He's just like rustling paper now. He's like a confused
newsreader.
I'm
trying to find one that we haven't done. Oh, no.
Is that one?
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Yes. Give it I'm a, judging from
you guess that response.
Oh, my God, good. Yes.
This isn't particularly long, but I'm going to read it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to read it.
I don't know where it starts. You decide.
I'll work it out. Well, it's got the notes. I presume that's the notes. Otherwise
chords,
you just couldn't.
Can you do it as Matthew Broderick?
Okay. I'm late to school almost every day. Wherever I work, I get to pay.
I get low pay?
Low pay, yeah. I get low pay. It's only when I'm with people
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start again because some of these words I'm late to school almost every day. Wherever I work, I get low pay. It's only when I'm with people I fart out loud. And wherever I take my skates all out.
Allowed.
This is all out. It's really hard to read or write. Why do these things happen to me? It's so unfair.
What? That is the ultimate angst.
I know. Yeah. Teenage angst. This is what we've all been leading to.
I go to the bog. Oh, no. No roll. Whenever I need luck, I can't find my lucky doll. Wow. That's
my lucky troll doll.
Oh, okay. Oh, troll doll. I'm going to read this again.
Yeah, you won't.
Yeah. Whenever I eat an apple, there's always brown inside. Mm-hmm. As soon as I got a pet goldfish, it only fucking died. Oh. It didn't say that, man. There's a chorus.
Yes.
It's the same as before.
Oh, is it? It's that bit. Why do these things happen to me? It's so unfair. Is that the chorus? It's upside down. I saw a shooting star, and I'm finally in luck. Someone kicked a ball at me, and I ducked. I threw a house party for me and my friends. My parents came home, and that was the end of my lucky streak. Why do these things happen to me?
It's so unfair. Teenage Wanks.
Just like a little bit anticlimactic. That's my one bit of feedback.
Thank you.
Is that based on actual fact?
No. Like I've explained many times before, I had a very uneventful childhood. I had to create
so you've
situations.
Never gone to the toilet, there's been no loo roll?
Oh, no, that one was true.
Okay.
That one was
That's
true.
A hell of a rhyme.
Did you
there.
Change the loo roll when that happened, or did you make your mom do it?
Sock.
Did you make your mom wipe?
Sock.
Socks have so many uses.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of there being no skating allowed. Signs fucking everywhere.
That's the, one of the top issues for a teenage boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to go to the toilet. No skating allowed. Go to the bank. Well. I'd like to withdraw some money, please. And I would also like to skate, if that's all right. Can I do that here?
I'm sorry.
I noticed there's not a sign here that says no skating allowed.
Daryl, what is? Can we do this?
There's no problem here.
I would like to skate.
Hi, I'm your manager here. You'd like to skate?
Yes, I would like to skate and also withdraw money.
You'd like to skate while I make a withdrawal? Well, if you could please make your way to the half pipe cash point. That's around the back end of the bank. There's a separate bank for teenagers around the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. You're in the grown-up bank here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Get out of the queue. We're trying to bloody get
me. Sorry.
Get me a pension.
Just move along.
Let me just put on my knee pads and then walk down.
You're trying to get me a pension.
Just hurry off to the teen bank, thank you.
I'm on these roller skates and all.
Oh, my God.
At the teen bank.
Hey, dude, welcome to the bank, but for cool teens.
Hi. I want to.
Hey, I've got a wristband.
Okay.
Can I just get in, please?
Oh, hey, Tom. Yeah.
I'm not waiting in line.
Come on in. Let's do our secret handshake.
Hi.
Gnarly. Up I go.
Whoa, bro. It's like a sausage fest up in our bank. We need some chicks
oh
up on here.
Oh my god, yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you know any chicks?
No. I don't know. I'm just here to get some. I'm just here to withdraw some.
Hey guys, I know some chicks. Do you want me to bring them next time I come?
Yeah. Cool.
I can bring chicks.
Hey, darling, what's wrong? Welcome home, darling. What's wrong, dear?
I mean,
didn't you have a good day at school today?
I did, but then I tried to withdraw some money afterwards, and it just didn't work out for me.
What do you mean, dear?
I went to the bank, and they sent me to the bank.
The new teen bank. That's made for kids like you. That should.
But there weren't kids like me there.
What do you mean?
There were cool kids there. And like I want to skate and be cool.
Jack,
but
Jack, what have I told you? You are the coolest boy in the whole of this school. Okay?
Thanks, Mom.
You go to school every day and know that you are the coolest one, no matter what they say, okay?
Love, what the hell's Soppy Knickers moaning about now?
They won't let me into the kids'
Derek,
bank.
They won't let you into what?
Derek,
the kids' bank.
Kids' bank?
The kids' bank.
Kids' bank?
Derek.
I don't have any
what?
Chicks.
The cool kids at the teen bank made him feel insecure.
I'm not bloody surprised. Look at him. He looks like a soft sock.
Jack.
Covered in
Dad.
Sap.
Dad.
Of some sort.
Jack, we know that. Derek, we know that Jack's socks aren't soft, okay?
You've had to crunch them up and peel them away.
I know.
How did you? No, it's.
Look, Jack, we wear the same socks. They get mixed in, and I put my foot in them, and I can't move my feet.
I
know what it is!
Don't make him feel bad for what's natural, Derek!
It's not natural to do it in a sock!
Dad, Mum, please!
You do it out the window, or you do it into a toilet roll.
Hey.
And if there's no loo roll, it's
there's
not
never
my
any.
Fault, is it? You do it out the window.
Derek, not now, Derek! He's feeling insecure.
When can I do it if it's not now?
In bed, okay?
I'll do it in bed.
You get it out of me on bed, all right?
I'll do it all over you.
Yes.
I'll do it in your
Now,
socks.
Can we just take...
In your sock drawer. You know, like that.
You know I get off on that. But
yeah,
can we not
I
do this
well.
In front of...
And apparently, he fucking does as well.
Now, Jack.
Look, you're a disgrace.
No, Derek.
I'm not now. All right, fine. I'm going to go watch the telly.
Don't listen to your father, okay? You're not. But he couldn't help it. He did listen to his father. And the next day, he decides to change bank accounts. And he goes to his new bank. It's called the teenbank.2.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Live long and prosper.
my father owns the bank.
Yeah. Live long.
Yeah.
And?
Prosper.
I want to hear him say it.
Okay. Live
long and prosper.
All right, I guess you can take money out. Okay, cool.
Can you quote Gollum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Gollum.
Gollum.
Oh my gosh, you guys, he doesn't know who Gollum is. what's a fish? Is it juicy and what?
it's full of protein.
Oh my god.
Well, no, he's right there. He's full of protein.
Well, yeah,
so,
yes,
he's correct there. So he knows that. So that's a science thing. So yeah, I guess he can withdraw some money, can't he?
I just came from, like, I was at the other teen bank yesterday.
Oh.
Do you know them?
Did you tell them where we are?
No.
You didn't tell them where we are, did you?
No, I didn't. They didn't talk to me at all. They just they ridiculed me.
Was Tad there? Did he ask
it's
about
okay,
me?
It's okay. No. Your inhaler's running low. Let's get you a fresh one.
Can I please withdraw some money from here? And also, can I skate here?
You may withdraw some money from here. I will allow you to do that. But skating,
no,
that's
not that's
very cool.
That's a bit
what
scary.
Kind of skating are you
Skating's
doing?
A bit dangerous.
With the skateboard.
Well, that's dangerous.
I'm not allowed to skateboard.
A skateboarder went over my toe once, and then I grew up big and red, and it was swollen, and then pus came out of it, and I was in a lot of pain.
Oh god!
Cool.
And I couldn't do PE.
Really cool.
I couldn't do PE.
Oh my god,
and my mom wrote me a note, but then the PE teacher made me do PE anyway.
I can't do PE.
I hate Mr. Johnston.
I know.
Johnston's
oh I know Mr. Johnston.
More like John Staines.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
He is.
What's the worst thing about him?
His shorts are way too short.
I know.
Party short.
Like, there's like treasure trails peeking out everywhere.
It's like, we know you're a man. You don't have to tell the whole world about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I saw his balls.
Oh.
Yeah, just saying.
No, yeah, but...
Well, like, privately?
Anyway, he wasn't wearing his shorts.
No, but that was...
In the showers.
Yeah, but the therapist
but
is helping
you're,
with
you're,
that,
you're
right?
You're getting help for that, aren't
I'm getting
aren't
help
you,
for
Gerald?
That. Yeah, I'm getting help for that.
Look, the skating is cool.
Why?
Can I have a go on your skateboard?
It's loud.
You can.
Have a go on your
and clacky.
Gerald, are you sure you're allowed to have a go on a skateboard?
Gerald, you can't even do
look,
PE.
Look. Hold. Here's my skateboard.
He stands on the skateboard. He falls off the skateboard and bangs his head on a bin.
Well, that was, I guess.
You should
Gerald,
go back to the other
wasn't
thing.
Wasn't that cool?
It was cool.
It was cool.
You know,
it was cool.
For like 4.4 of a second,
you looked like
Marty McFly.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, wow.
You did look
like Marty McFly in Back to the Future 1 or 2?
Both. Just for a second before you fell and banged your head.
Oh.
But that just, I guess it is kind of cool.
It is,
and it has got a picture.
Like you can
I think
show
teachers.
The others. Team bang number one. Like you can
team bang.
Team bang.
Team bang. Team bang.
I've seen no, team no, bang. Team... I've seen team bang number one.
Gerald, you need to go to therapy.
Do you know my mother?
I think I do. Yes.
Gerald. Team bang.
My mom didn't like that you showed me that.
Oh, yeah. Team bang number one.
Team bang.
None of us could hang
we
out
cut
with
to
you.
Team Bank number one, and they're having like an orgy, a big fucking sex orgy in there, and they're all team
bank. Oh, this is just like
many chicks.
I totally know how to do
so
sex.
Cool.
Oh my god!
God damn.
Wow!
And they're all doing drugs and doing coke off each other's butts, and one by one, we're
copying each other's homework at the same time,
and they're copying each other's homework and like googling, Wikipediaing it.
Yeah, just copying and pasting Wikipedia into our term paper,
and just changing the name at the top.
Yeah, graffiti.
But then all the drugs get a bit much.
My dad's car, like the whole time. There's a car that says "Dad" on the license plate, crashed into the wall.
Yeah, and then
like,
someone
still smoking.
And then someone jumps off the half pipe with a skateboard and does a triple spin with a kickflip Indy Cooper 500, and everyone who sees it instantly has a heart attack and they all die. Back to then. That's it.
Stay in school.
That's the moral of the story. Stay in school and
don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do that to your socks.
No. Oh,
it's been a thrill.
Crusty socks.
I have to say, it's been an absolute thrill, everyone. I would like to give you a chance to give any plugs. Where can people find you online and perhaps in real life, IRL?
We are on Twitter.
Twitter?
At T Parentheticals. Yes. Mm-hmm. And Parentheticals is spelled P-A-R-E-N-T-H-I-T-I-C-A-L-S.
S.
Yay!
This is spelled like parentheticals.
That yes. is correct, yes, yeah. thank you.
We also have a website.
Yes, our website is www.theparentheticals.co.uk. Fun fact about that, www.theparentheticals.com was bought as a domain name 5 days before we ever thought of making a website, and it was bought by somebody in Toronto.
Oh.
So every time I go back, I spend a little bit more time trying to hunt them down.
One day you shall find them. Maybe I that shall. Could be your next improdacy.
Coming for you, Toronto domain people.
Please check them out because they will keep you posted on all their live dates.
Yes, and we will be at the help me. We will be at the
we're doing the Camden Fringe Festival, which we would love for people to come to. This is our second year doing it, and we had an amazing time last year. And
how many shows are you doing?
We're doing 2 shows. It's Saturday the 5th of August and Sunday the 6th of August.
5th of August at 3:30 p.m. and 6th of August at 1:30 p.m.
Okay, hey, don't miss out, especially if you're sad that you can't make it to Edinburgh this year like myself. There's plenty of good stuff going on right here in London town. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Sean, you're a legend.
Thank you.
Nat, you're a legend. Kate?
Less of a legend.
Yeah, you're all right.
Like,
you got a nice tan.
Like three
quarters. Don't talk to my wife that way.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alex, congrats on your upcoming divorce.
Thanks.
Well done hosting. Do our plugs.
Little Show, at Little Show. You know that because you already listened to it. Numbskull Island. Let's plug them bad boys. Okay. Numbskull Island, it's at Numbskull Island on Twitter. It's a podcast and you can download that. And it's very funny, very silly.
Listen to Talk Radio.
Listen to John Talk Radio, Holmes John show. Holmes' show, yes.
Me and Alex are on it all the time.
He's on every day, Monday to Friday, 1 till 4, the Talk Radio, DAB, and the other one.
And go to thelilshow.com for all our links.
The Big Debate from Talk Radio is
podcast.
A podcast. You can get that as well. And that's it. I'm doing the Camden Fringe as well, but we're not going to talk about that.
No, we're definitely not going to fucking talk about that shit.
You're wankers.
Like, definitely don't go Google Camden Fringe and
definitely
Alex
not.
Sivright, because
don't.
What you'll find, it will be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Don't even go near
the
it.
Worst.
Fuck that shit.
Can you not talk about my wife's improv show that way?
Well,
it's been great. Take care of yourselves, folks.
See you improv deathmatch.
Nah, fuck, you said it. Fucking hell. Lil Show out. Peace.
Listening to
K2K Radio.
priceless shirt there and show them what you got stamped on your back.
Well, it's about to take a turn, isn't it?
It's about...
It's good job that masturbating robot's not here.
Yeah, exactly.
Completing, completing.
Oh, there,
oh, there you go.
You found us.
Oh, boy.
Damn that homing signal.
Well.
Shouldn't have made it so fast.
No.
Well, let me just... you see, I wasn't originally a man of God.
What?
I was... Well, you know how there was the Garden of Eden?
Oh.
There was...
That's another theme park, isn't it?
There was a... also a Garden of Eden.
Oh.
That's right.
And if it was not made by God, I think you can only imagine who it was made by. Come on, come on, Brother Michael, I've taught you.
Who is it made by?
Oh, Michael.
You?
No. I'll show you the tattoo on my back, but you have to guess two more times first. It wasn't me. Who else was around?
Oh, God, we gotta wait around for this guy.
This guy!
No, well, partially yes. Partially yes. Who could he be?
Devil?
Yes, thank you. It's a huge, just beautiful, like...
That's right.
Check out my ink. It's just
A
big old devil.
That's nice.
Just goes from my butt.
Devil's naked.
Yep.
Brother Mitch.
Its butt is my butt.
Brother Mitch,
its butt is your butt.
You've been a servant of the devil this entire time. I couldn't even have imagined it.
No wonder the cross never went up.
No.
Yes, I thought that might be the first...
You hid the screws.
Yes.
Yes, you!
I hid the holy water and the...
He's been working for me the whole damn time.
And who are you, mysterious cowboy? Are you the devil?
God. The devil.
Okay, Come
on, how did you not think of that one?
Oh, my heart!
I swear to God, a bunch of robot monkeys would get this faster than you lot.
He really needs to sleep more.
Not only do I need to sleep, I'm a man of the Lord, so... Therefore,
oblivious to everything that's happening right in front of your face.
Wow. Mr. Cowboy Big Boots.
Yes, sir.
You've been killing monkeys this whole time.
That's right. With my death spittle.
Your death spittle. We actually need those monkeys to. We need them. I'm sorry. I don't mean to kill them, but...
It's fine. No, it's okay.
It is out of control.
I know. I only made the one. I wasn't expecting this huge monkey.
Completing.
And as for that, I mean, I'm surprised there's not more of them.
Master Giles.
Technically, it's self-replicating, but it needs a receptacle.
Splooge levels.
I have found glitch in my system. There is a screwdriver where my penis should be. Does anyone want it?
Have I got to grab it? Have I got to get it myself?
Yes. Completely forgot about that one.
This is where this is going. Have I got to get it myself?
Well, I can't do it myself. That's just weird.
He removes the screwdriver.
I just get a grip on this.
And now I am complete.
He removes the screwdriver and turns it around and uses it on the very robot from which he got the screwdriver to... Turn down the splooge levels.
I mean, this is just ridiculous. I mean, this is just fail-safe.
So. Oh my God, is that a goddamn screwdriver?
Yes.
Oh Lord, it's the one thing that kills me.
Well, that's convenient, isn't it?
I mean, that's quite. What? All right.
Give it to the brother thingy.
Brother thingy.
Hey, wake up.
Take this
screwdriver.
Frankly, disgusting screwdriver.
It's a little.
Don't give it to Brother Mitch. He works for the damn fool.
Yes, Brother Mitch, what are you doing? You work for me. Look at the tattoo on your back.
Kill him.
Remember who you're loyal to.
Kill him.
Brother Mitch.
Kill him.
Choose the light. Choose the light, Brother Mitch.
Choose the light. Kill Cowboy Big Boots.
Cowboy Big Boots. Yes. Brother Mitch.
I love you.
I love you too.
Brother Mitch, you've killed me. Oh, you damn drafted, you son of a...
You broke his heart.
That's right, Brother Mitch. You're one of my people. You kill your brothers. You kill the robot monkeys.
No, you stay away from me with that robot cock. No.
No.
Oh. No, eye.
Killed by our own creation, a part of it. I mean,
That's
robot
right.
Monkeys now.
Oh God!
Hi, really sorry. I know this killed the illusion, but can we still open on Thursday? And that's our show.
Wow. Well, you did get the screwdriver.
He did. He held it in his hand.
He did get it.
I also believe we died.
We did die.
Well, you got it in the eye.
Shame, but, you know...
This is the real world we're talking about, and bad things happen, you know?
Can Westworld come back already? I don't want to see it.
If that's in the second series, I sue their asses.
Of course.
Were there any... Definitely all the animals were robots in Westworld, yeah?
There are no robot monkeys, though.
Westworld spoilers. Sorry.
Spoilers, there were no monkeys.
Spoilers.
Oh, yeah, no monkeys. Oh, sorry, guys.
Are there?
Spoilers.
There are no monkeys.
A lot of spoiler talk
today. We're all monkeys.
Wow. That was deep.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.